Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. Welcome to the broadcast today. We're getting ready to go into part five of the message entitled Divine Elements of Change. I want you to get your Bible, get your notepad, get your pen, take good notes if you're able, because we're going to give you a lot of scriptures, because I want the scriptures to be line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, and I want the scripture to interpret itself. That's why I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures. Let's go now into the broadcast. God bless you.
When you understand this, if you understand your soul is scheduled to be finished at the end, you're going to be careful what you subject your soul to. Or you just don't care. Next verse. But let's go through a few more scriptures, because scripture got to validate what I'm teaching. And that's why I show you enough scripture, because you can't just go on my interpretation of the scripture. Go on the scripture. Next verse. For we are saved by what? That's what he's talking about, the saving of your soul. The soul not saved is preserved to be saved. So when you read these scriptures, if you don't teach the Bible like this, you ain't going to be able to explain these scriptures. All a preacher can do is take this and twist it and say, well, this is what it means. No, well, show me all through the Bible that's what it means. Okay? So that's what he's talking about, the saving of the soul. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. That's why he said faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. I don't see that inheritance. I know the word has promised it to me. I don't see the next world. I don't see eternity, but I know it's been promised to me. And because I know God can't lie, there ain't nothing in this earth going to make me forfeit while I'm really on earth. Okay, seeing for what a man seeth, what do he yet hope for? Next scripture. For God has not appointed us unto wrath, watch this, but to obtain salvation. When the last time you heard a message on that we got to obtain salvation? You know, they make it so free. They done made salvation so free and so lazy that once you're born again, do nothing. You ain't get do nothing to get it. You don't do nothing to keep it. The Bible say you got to obtain. How do you obtain it? By walking in the Spirit, by obeying the Word of God. And if you don't obey the Word, you deceive yourself. A lot of people deceiving themselves, thinking they're going to heaven, they're going to their rewards. I'm across Jordan. Yeah, sure. Don't you be deceived. You can't do your thing and make it in. That's the message to the church. Amen. And this message really, if some of you have that have been around a while, this message really haven't been preached in the church. And now it's being preached, and people wonder, where did this come from? They can't talk about it because there's too much scripture got them. Too much Bible matching. And all they can do is get silent with me and everything. You know, I have people call, and they know they living wrong. They said, that's a pure word. That, it is pure because it's God's word. Ain't nothing dirty about this message. And you don't need no humanity defiling this. And you can't take this message and not try to make it fit in your theology. You just got to say, Lord, here I am. I'm not there. Lord, help me get there. And the Spirit will help you. I'm a witness. So it says, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse. Hallelujah. Okay, 2 Timothy 2:10. Therefore, I endure all things. We were talking about enduring this morning. This is why I endure everything. Whatever I got to endure in this life to get through this life and enjoy the reason why I was ever in this life, I'm going to do it. Amen. So you got to make that decision for yourself. I done made it. Okay? Therefore, we endure all things for the elect's sake that they may, watch this, that they may obtain. There's another scripture saying obtaining salvation. What is this talking about? The salvation of the soul? Because the salvation of the spirit has already taken place. The spirit is already born again and divine. The soul is not born again. It's been sanctified, scheduled to be born again at the end. So you obtain it by your obedient walk to God with God and obeying him. If you love me, keep my commandments. You obtain the rest of it by walking with God in your life. That's how you obtain it. See? Okay? Everybody in this church ought to know how salvation works, because I labor here teaching the truth about it and the Bible backing all of it up. Now, if you're lazy, and glory to God, God understand. That's what that song said, God understand. And you don't work out, Not work for it. Work out your salvation. You're going to get to the end of your life, and God will have to say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. I don't know who you're going to give those people's inheritance to, but I want a piece of it. And they're usually letting it go to waste. Somebody said, ain't going to be mine. Okay. That they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. See, look. There's a lot of glory in this world. Glory and glamour. You know, most young people, let me tell y'all something. Most young people, they look at these stars and celebrities, and you look at their glory. That ain't worth a hill of bean compared to what God got for you. You want eternal glory, because that's temporal glory. Amen. Look at Bill Cosby, all the stuff coming out on him. Glorious man. Now look at the stuff coming out. The same world brought him up, bringing him down. This ain't no real glory here. Nothing in this world can compare to what God has prepared for you. And if you miss out on what, on the real reason, young people, I'm ministering to you. Now, if you miss out, you will not miss out in the name of Jesus. That's what I declare. But if you miss out on the real reason why you're here, you will lose the greatest thing you've ever dreamed. Amen. Okay, eternal glory. That's what we want. Next scripture. All right, Titus 1, verse 1 through 2. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life. Look, there's another scripture talk about in hope of eternal life. See, there not many people, as of yet, teach this part of salvation. This is the other part of salvation that haven't been taught, and because it have not been taught, people have assumed that you can do your thing and get in. And the reason they assumed it is because the pulpit helped them. The preachers helped them. And don't y'all ever forget my calling, and don't ever forget, get tired of me calling it out, because I'm going to do what I'm called to do. I'm going to call it out because I'm trying to say, brothers, look, let's God want a bride now. He want a bride that's ready. Let's get the bride right. And we can't get the bride right if we're not right. Amen. Glory to God. It says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Our anchor hold and grip a solid rock. I know it's going to be well when I die. I know, because I'm walking this thing with a clean conscience. I'm obeying these scriptures, and I know it's going to be well at the judgment. Next scripture. This is a blessed hope. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober. Watch this. Hope to the end. What you think he's talking about? The salvation of your soul. That is, we haven't scratched the surface on it, and the devil got us over here, and I'm a spirit. Well, the soul is spirit, but it's natural spirit. If you want to be a spirit like the spirit, your natural butt better walk in the truth so your soul can be spirit divine at the end. Your soul will not be identically like God till the end. So right now, it's still natural. You have to take and walk in this vanity all the way in obedience to God, and God rewards you at the end with being everything like him. Spirit, soul, and body. All of it. That's why the Bible says you're going to have a glorified body. No more pain, no more death, no more sorrow, no more tears. Nobody can hurt you no more. Glory to God. If you've been hurt in this life, you ought to walk this body. It says, gird up the loins of your mind and hope to the end. Watch this. Why? For the grace that shall be brought. There's a grace that's going to be brought to us. And he's going to tell you when. That shall be brought unto us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's when he come, he bring in a grace. And ain't going to be no grace that covers sin. Next scripture. Romans 13:11. And that knowing the time that now is, high time to awake. Get up, church. That's all we're saying. Get up, church. I take that $50,000 and let it go beyond these four walls and say, wake up, church. Me and my wife, we still eat good, you know. I could have a salary, but I'd rather say, wake up, church. Hallelujah. Our salary, what we got coming greater than anything anybody can ever see. Glory to God. So we said, wake up. And And that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now, watch this. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. What? See, we preach salvation as if it's now. It is for the spirit, but for the soul is to come. It says, now is the salvation nearer than when we believe. It's close now. It's close. It's upon us. Yeah. Glory to God. It's upon us. And so we got to walk in respect to God. Next verse. This verse here defines all these scriptures I just read, receiving the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. God got your soul scheduled, and your soul is you. You're the person. You're going to live forever. Forever and ever and ever. As long as God, you, soul, all your emotions going to be intact. All your memories going to be intact. You're going to live forever. And Jesus said, what do it profit a man if he gain the world and lose his soul? You don't want to lose your soul. And I preach a lot about heaven and hell. Why not? Because all this is about heaven and hell. That's what it's all about. At the end of the day, when it's over, did I go to heaven? Did I go to hell? That's it. Nothing else more important in life. Receiving the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. Next one. I'm just about finished. Hebrews 10, 38, 39. Now, Hebrews 11 go in the great chapter of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Most faith teachers took that and started hoping. Faith is the substance of that house I want that I'm hoping for. Faith is the substance of that suit I want. Faith is the substance of that car I want. They made it all natural, and it had nothing to do with natural. Nothing. He was not talking about natural things. He said, if you just serve God, I'll give you the house, the car, the boat. I'll give you that. I'll make a way and let you get those things. But that Hebrews chapter 11 was not talking about earthly things. Because this chapter right here tells you, it said, now the just shall live by faith. You go back to Habakkuk, it tells you what faith. It was talking about now the just shall live by his faith. The Holy Spirit left his out in this verse, but when that scripture was first written and penned, it says the just shall live by his faith. And I believe the Holy Ghost did that because he hid these things from the wise and the prudent. And he revealed them to babes through divine order. So he said, a just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, you get tired of living for God. You get tired of being taught the word. If any man draw back, God said, my soul don't have no pleasure in him. You don't pleasure God when you draw back. You don't pleasure God when you love this world more than you love him. Because he didn't create you for this world as it is. He created you for a greater world. Everybody great in the kingdom. There ain't no, everybody stars in God's kingdom. Right now, we idolize stars and celebrities here. Everybody a star in the kingdom. Everybody. I'm gonna come by Jessica Hall one day. Let me check your pad out, Jessica. Let me check it out. I'm going to come by Tracy's. Come on now, somebody. Everybody is a star. And God is the only celebrity. This world got it messed up. He said, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not, that's my confession, we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe all the way to the saving of the soul. Y'all are so blessed to hear teaching like this because this has not been taught in the body like it should. Next verse. Okay, before we go there, let me give you some more verses. Oh, man, it's all over the Bible. When you read these verses, he's talking about the saving of the soul. Do you know it's more in the Bible about the saving of the soul than the saving of the spirit? How did we get to majoring on the spirit? Because Satan tricked us. He told the preachers, Hebrews chapter 13, watch for the people's soul. We here watching for your spirit. He had me mixed up too, you know. That's why he don't like me taking the cover off of him now, but... Brother Antonio, I thought to tell that brother I was merciful with him. He told me I don't like you. I said, well, the devil don't like me either. Join the party. I was merciful with him. You right there with the devil. Y'all will catch that later. Okay, let me give you some more scriptures. Colossians 5:5. All these scriptures bearing witness with each other. So this is not some doctrine I made up. All over the Bible. It talks about the saving of the soul. Colossians 1:28. That's a warrant. 1:27 and 28. Here's a warning that the soul got to be ready when you get stop breathing. Titus 2:13. Hebrews 3:6. And Hebrews 6:11. And many, 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 many other scriptures. In fact, the whole Bible talks about the saving of the soul. The whole reason Jesus died and came is to save souls. And the devil got it to where Jesus said many of them going to lose their soul after he came to get their souls. Now, I want to close with these last few verses here to show you that the third element of change, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom, but the third element of change, point 3A, I would say, is we have to cooperate with the Father. I got three more passages here. You can come on, hon. But I want to close here because in the church, there's all kinds of teaching that says, just believe, just believe. That, I'm going to tell y'all something. I love the man of God here in this city. I didn't know I was going to be confronting them. I really didn't. When I found out what they was really teaching, I fast and prayed a whole week and a half or 2 weeks, and y'all watch me dwindle down here. I lost over 15, nearly 20 pounds because I got so compassionate and moved that they was blind on what they was teaching. I fast and I prayed, Lord, please open their eyes. Lord, please help them. I didn't know God was going to have me to confront them, okay? I was asking God to send somebody else. So y'all start realizing, I start coming out, bringing his Bible here, showing you this. You see, because God gave me a commission. He said, you do it, okay? But the biggest lie I have ever heard in the body of Christ is taught right here in this city. Biggest lie, biggest deception I've ever seen in 37 years. Or no, 57 years, because when you're a baby, your eyes see things, right? But you may not know what you're looking at. So I'm going to say 57 years. This is the worst Bible my eyes ever laid eyes upon. Wow. Now, I say that without contradiction, without fear. This man wrote him a Bible, preaching him a doctrine, and got people set to go to hell. I met one Friday. I was at George Pacific, and this was an African guy. And he's disgusted now with the ministry, and he said, man, I don't have no more faith in this guy, but he still clinging to the doctrine that he taught, and he's saying, but I believe I'm going to heaven. The biggest potty mouth you ever want to find, you just discern, you know the man don't know Jesus, okay, but that man got him believing that you can go to heaven just like you are. Then Saturday, I need a little bow tie. Y'all like my bow tie? I'm not a Muslim. But I went to buy me a bow tie, and Miss who attend over there, I've been working on him. I run into so many of these people with this doctrine in them. And it's, you know, I'm trying to tell them, that's not the truth. I love the man, but that doctrine is a lie. And if you believe that and die breathing that, die while you're trying to live that, you're going to end up in hell. And I'm trying to retrieve as many as I can without doing damage to people. Okay, I gave him one of my books on the soul. I gave him some CDs. I went in to buy me a little tie. Boy, he was asking me question after question after question yesterday. And he done read the book. I went back home and my wife got some more CDs on. He asked me this question. He said, so you teach sinless perfection? I am sinless perfection. Just simply mean you can live a consistent, holy life. And the main teaching in this city, all over the world, is can't nobody live like that consistently. That's what he's teaching people all over the world. And that's why I confronted them. And y'all know God was with me. How did my letter come up before everybody? How did they do a whole broadcast on me? God was working with me. And God told me the other day, we ain't through. That's what he told me. I was like, okay. He said, we ain't through. And he's not. I'm telling you, he going to deal with that because he going to cover people. He going to help people know they've been lied to. But We gave him some more tapes, and he's devouring, he's eating it up. All I want him to do is, look, don't lose your soul behind a lie. You got to purge sin out your life. You got to live right. You can't just believe he did that and I'm okay. No. You got to believe and do it. 1 John 2, verse 6. If you say you abide in him, you ought to walk like he walked. So that ain't my gospel. That's the Bible I'm teaching. Amen. Let me get to these last verses. But it's not just him now. He's the spokesman for thousands of preachers that believe that, still in the bag and won't come out. Won't come out. I done met them all over the city. They won't say nothing, but they believe the same way. Why? Because it gives them a license. It makes provision for the preacher. No, baby, if you see me living wrong, stop. Don't follow me. Don't give me another dime in the offering. Mm-mm. No, the preacher got to live right. The preacher got to preach right and be the example. And if they don't, they ain't called by God and they ain't sent by God. If they was called, they done lost their calling. Okay, so we got to cooperate with God in this change. Here's how you cooperate. 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing you have purified your spirit. I promise y'all, when you take a good look at that Bible talks more about your soul than your spirit. That Bible talks more about your soul than it does your body. Because here's the emphasis right here. This is what humans are. And the devil tried to make us believe something else. That's what that prisoner was talking about. He went and researched it. That guy's sharp too. He come up with words I ain't never seen. And he said, I found out it is the truth. Man is a soul. And he saw where Greek and Hebrew made some errors too. Because there's a Greek. That's why I say you can't get so dependent on Greek and Hebrew. You have to depend on the scriptures. There's a Greek meaning about this scripture that says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When you go to the Greek, well, that's what they teach. I've never looked at it, but they teach that in town. They said that Greek word mean all have sinned and come short of the glory of God and will sin and continue coming short. He said, they said that's what the Greek word means. Well, I say if the Greek said that, the Greek lying. Because the scriptures don't lie. The Greek is a lie. Amen. Before I heard that, I had started telling people, don't get so dependent on Greek and Hebrew and Webster. Depend on these scriptures and the Holy Ghost. And he'll tell you the truth. If the Greek says that, that Greek scholar messed up. Because that God didn't come so you can fall short and continue falling short. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says the devil sinned from the beginning. And for this purpose, the Son came to destroy the works of the devil. That then the Greek said he didn't accomplish his purpose. No, don't you be deceived. Don't listen to the devil's lie. Okay, seeing you have purified your soul. See that word right there? Seeing. That's a responsibility. We got to see to it. It's some things I just don't do. It's some things I just don't want to do. It's some things I will not do. Why? Because I see to it that I don't let anything cloud my soul. Do you not know that the soul is so big and vast, they tried to say will, mind, and emotion? No, it contains will, mind, and emotion. It's everything. Do you know in the soulish realm is where you generate emotions and house emotions, and whatever you give your soul to is generate an emotion for what you gave it to and house that emotion. That's why you can't break bondages when you love some of these. Y'all will catch that later. I'm talking about some of the ladies who want to break free from some of these knotheads and you still got them emotions for them. That's in your soul. You see, so don't give your soul over to anything because your soul can produce and generate and house emotions. And them emotions control you. It's like a bondage. The soul does all of that. So the Bible says, seeing you have purified your soul. Don't let everything get in your soul. Let God fill your soul. Let truth fill your soul. And then it tell you how to purify it, obeying the truth. Okay, let's go to the next scripture. Y'all can read all the rest of that later. I want to close here. Next scripture. Watch this. All these scriptures in the Bible, and they teaching these major preachers teaching. What do you do? They laugh at you if you say you do something after salvation. They really make a joke out of it. As if you don't do nothing, you know, what you going to do? Christ did it all. He did it all so you can do something. So it says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluousness and naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word. This word right here will be engrafted in your soul. Look at that. This word right here will entangle, get entangled in your soul, and you'll find yourself desiring more of this. You'll find yourself wanting to live like this because this word is just, it got that much power. So it said, but you got to do something. You got to start making some changes. You can't just let everything go on in your life and think your soul going to be well. Go to the last one. Then right here, it said, but be doers of the word and not hearers only. And if you just hear it and don't do it, this is what happened. So don't be deceived. Satan will deceive you. And then if he can't deceive you, he'll make you deceive yourself. Last one. So you got to do something. You got to cooperate with God in this divine change. God's trying to change us and get us to where we, where he purposed for us to be. The reason why your mom and dad conceived you is what God got prepared for you. And if you leave this life and never knowing the truth about that, you've lived in vain. That's the last one right there. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for the teaching of the word. And Lord, I pray your word to go out from these four walls on these radio stations. Lord God, convicting the pulpit, bringing them back to the real reason why we are even called. And Lord God, I pray mercy upon them. I pray you fill my heart with agape love for all of them and fill this church with agape love. Lord God, I thank you for everyone in this place and under the sound of my voice, no matter where their walk in life is, Lord, let the word be engrafted in their thinking. Let the word be engrafted in their souls and change them for the glory of God. Change us into your image. We want to be into your image. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord touching right now. Change us, Lord. Change us, Lord. Change us into the image of Jesus Christ. Deal with our personalities, Lord. Anything you don't like about it, Lord, purge us. Purge us, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Sing a verse of that. Trust in God, if you don't mind. Trust in God. Thank you, Father. Right now, we just wait. If anybody need prayer, I will pray for you before I take my seat. If anybody need anything from God, amen, please raise your hand.
Praise the Lord. Our time is just about over for today. We want to encourage you to go to our website. And when you go to our website, you'll find that on the audio page that there's more free teaching that you can tap into and listen to as much as you'd like without a dollar figure on it. I honestly believe that when a man of God receive a word of God, that it is not our right to sell it to the people of God. So therefore, we have made the word of God absolutely free with no charge. You can go and feast because Jesus said in St. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you hear a word from God, you have to continue in that word and continue receiving the revelation of that word that you may truly be Jesus' disciple. So that's why we have made the word absolutely free. We have a study guide online that deals with the saving of the soul. You can go online and read it absolutely free. You can download it if you like. But there's all types of teaching we have to your disposal to help you learn about the saving of your soul. The Bible is very clear. 1 Peter 1:9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 and verse 39 says we have to go on to the saving of our soul. Scripture says in the book of Matthews that unto him that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. So go and find out God's program of the saving of the soul. We want you to go to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. Our phone, if you'd like to call, is 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis, and we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.